نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: والفجر وليال عشر. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, all the people that are listening to our program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed us with very many ni'mats and bounties. One of the greatest ni'mats and the greatest bounties Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has bestowed us with is time. The life that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, the time that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, this is a very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala created us in time. We live in time. And we will leave the world in time. Everything happens in time. And because of that, the importance of time, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes an oath on time and he says, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. I take an oath on time that man is at a total loss. We don't understand the value of time and what we can do in time. In the Quran Kareem, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to various angles and dimensions of time in the Quran Kareem. To the extent that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala takes us to a time before our time. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَسْكُورًا. Did a time not come upon man that he was not worth anything mentioned? إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ نُطْفَةً. We have created man from a drop of water. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ سَمِيعًا بَصِيرًا. We have given his eyes to see. We have given him ears to hear. Imma shakir wa imma kafura. Either he is grateful or either he is ungrateful. In this verse, Allah takes us to a time before our time. And Allah is so great and Allah is so powerful that he can give us the tawfiq to make use of our time. And if Allah wants, he could make our time dormant as well. And in the Quran Kareem, Allah refers to this Qudrat. Those youngsters that took refuge in the cave. وَلَبِسُوا فِي كَحْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. For 309 years they were in the cave. But when they were asked, كَمْ لَبِسْتُمْ? How long did you remain there? لَبِسْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْدَ يَوْمٍ. For one day, part of a day. So 309 years just passed by like that, and they refer to it just for a day or part of a day. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala wants, then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala would punish also through time. In the Quran Kareem, Allah refers to it. Wa inna yawman inda rabbika ka alfi sanatin mimma ta'uddun. On the day of Qiyamah, one day, it will be equivalent to 1,000 years. So, Allah punishes, Allah also punishes through time. تَعْرُجُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ إِلَيْهِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ 50,000 years. According to another ayat, one day of the Akhirat will be equivalent to 50,000 years. And if Allah wants, Allah will also reward us through time. إِنَّا أَنْزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. One night of Laylatul Qadr is equivalent to 1,000 months and more. So Allah punishes through time, Allah also rewards through time. So much value there is attached to time in the Shariat. When look at all the basic laws of the Shariat, they also revolve around time. Salat, inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. All the times of Salat, they are specified. Fasting in the month of Ramadan, in the ninth month of the lunar calendar, there too, ayyaman ma'dudat. Allah refers to time. Zakat, when 1 year passes by, the person will have to give 2.5% on his wealth. Hajj, al-hajju ashhurum ma'lumat. 12th month of the lunar calendar, and Allah refers to it being a sacred time. Once again, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept us alive to witness these Mubarak days that are right in front of us. Allah tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, wal-fajr wal-layalin ashr. I take an oath on the fajr, in the dawn, and the 10 nights. Many commentators of the Quran mention that this taken oath refers to the first of Zilhajj, the Fajr of Zilhajj. Early morning, the break of dawn, Allah takes an oath on that time. A very sacred time has come into the Ummah. And the 10 nights of Zilhajj. In one hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمْلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهِنَّ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَيَّامِ الْعَشَرَةِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That there's no days where ibadat is more beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and good action, virtuous action are more beloved to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala than the first 10 days of Zilhajj. In another narration, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, Siyamu kulli yawm minha bi siyami sana. Fasting in any one of these days is equivalent to the fast of an entire year. Wa qiyamu kulli laylati minha bi qiyami laylati al-qadr. And staying awake at night, making ibadat, is equivalent to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. So such great time, valuable time Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us, we should value this time and appreciate this time. Engage ourselves in ibadat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged the sahaba that use this time, engage yourself in the ibadat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that nobody valued time more than how the Sahaba valued time. No one valued time more than how the Sahaba valued time. And he would say that according to the Sahaba, time was more valuable than gold. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi used to say, Al-waqt sayfun qati'. Time, it is like a cutting sword. You don't cut the time is going to cut you. My Shaykh, Hadhrat Mufti Mahmood Hasan Gangohi, rahmatullah alayhi, should always encourage us and tell us about the importance of time. And he used to give an example of a person that used to be in the rural area, in a village. During the summer months, he would prepare ice. Early in the morning, would come to the urban area in the town and he would want to sell his ice. If he doesn't sell his ice before the sun comes out, the heat of the sun will heat out to the ice will melt away. He'll go home without any income. He has to make every possible effort to sell that ice. So our life is like a block of ice. It's melting away. And we have to earn something through it. Hadhrat Mufti Shafi Sahab rahmatullah alayh, in the tafsir of Suratul Asr, he quoted a poem there, Hayatuka anfasun tu'addu, fakullama madha nafasun intaqasta o intaqasad bihi juz'a. Your life is the name of few breaths. Every time we're breathing in, breathing out, one portion of our life is decreasing. And fakullama madha nafasun, Every time one breath goes out, one part of your life is decreasing. The other day, one past student of mine, he sent a message, and I saw his status. I was very impressed with the status that he had. He had a picture of a watch, 1 to 12. And then he had an ayat of the Quran al-Kareem put around that status. إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا إِنَّ السَّاعَةَ لَآتِيَةٌ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهَا The final hour is coming, there is no doubt about it. And that's exactly what life is all about. A time is going to come, we have to leave the dunya. These are Mubarak days. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has given us this opportunity. Take out our time to make tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Take out our time to make the zikr of Allah. Increase our nafil salat. Give sadqah, give charity. We're not going to push ourselves. The days will come and it will go. And we won't make any investment for our akhirat. We have to exert ourselves. And to the extent that we exert ourselves, according to that, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will reward us. There was once a debate between water and oil. Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi mentions this. A debate between water and oil. So, water complained to that oil. Why is it when we are together, you always dominate me? We see when water and oil is together, the oil is on top of the water. So water complained to the oil, whenever we are together, you're always dominating me. Why don't you consider who I am? I am pure. I purify others. I have fallen from the sky. وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا And I am tahira mutahir. I am pure, I am a purifier. I clean everyone. So at least you should have considered me. You should allow me to be on top of you. Why are you on top of me? So the oil replied to the water. What you are saying is 100% true. You are pure. You are a purifier. You fell from the sky. A lot of virtues you have. But consider who I am as well. I was a seed. I was put underground. I was sown into the ground. And people walked over me, they trampled over me. I suffered underground until when my seed germinated, when I germinated in the ground. And then a small sprout came out with much difficulty, very thin and feeble. I had to bear all the weathers, the heat of summer, the cold of winter, the torrential rains. I had to bear everything. And slowly and gradually, after bearing all that difficulties, I grew up. And when I was completely grown and mature, a farmer came with his sickle and he cut me off. And he took my seeds, he took me to a factory, and he crushed me and took that oil out of me. Look at my effort, and what effort have you made? Look at the qurbani that I have made, what effort, what sacrifice you have made? And it is because of my sacrifice, Allah gave me dominance over you. There's a saying in Arabic, Al-Ataya ala qadri al-balaya. A person is rewarded according to his sacrifice. مَنْ بَتَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ If you're weak in your amal, you'll never go forward. You need to push yourself. If you want to be in the forefront, you want qubuliyat, you want acceptance, you can't just get it just by being lazy. You need to exert yourself, you need to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. كُونُوا رَبَّانِيِّينَ Become a Allah wala. These are the days a person should attach himself to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, in explaining who is the Rabbani, who is the Allah wala, he mentions four qualities. Sawwaman bin nahar, qawwaman bin layl, mustaghfiran bil ashar, buka'an min khashyatillah. Just four qualities, and these are the qualities we should inculcate, remind ourselves, and in the end practice on it during these days. The first one is, try to fast in the day, as much as we can. At night, wake up, make ibadat, make the hajjud, especially now it is winter night, and take a long night. You sleep early after Isha, you have a nice fulfilling sleep. And then half an hour, 1 hour before Subah Sadiq, you wake up and engage yourself in ibadat. 4 rakat, 6 rakat tahajjud, some zikr, turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And mustaghfiran bil ashar. That you seek forgiveness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the early portion of the morning. And the last, bukka min khashyatillah. Cry excessively out of the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has tawfiq and hidayat during these days. We take out some time and we make full use of this time. Allah gave us this life. We are living this year. We don't know we'll be living next year. Whatever we can do in our life to invest our akhirat, Allah must grant us the tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين نستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نتوب إليك من المعاصي كلها لا نرجع إليها أبدا ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج اللهم اغفر للحاج ولمن استغفر له الحاج او الله يو رحيم كريم Allah, you are Ghafoor. Allah, you are Tawwab. Oh, my Rahim, Kareem Allah, forgive every sin of ours. Allah, forgive the sins that we have committed openly and daringly in the brightness of the day, in the darkness of the night, the big sin, the small sin, every sin, oh, my Kareem Allah, forgive each and every sin of ours. Allah, cleanse us and purify us. Oh, my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our awlad, our near and dear one. Allah, forgive the sin of the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah forgive the sins of the people of our community. Allah forgive the sins of the people of our country. Allah forgive the sins of each and every person. Oh my Kareem Allah, you have given us these beautiful days. Day Allah, these are Ashurul Hurum. O Makareem Allah, the first of the Hajj will be setting at any time. Ya Allah, forgive us every sin of ours. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to value this time. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to engage in ibadat. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayat to fast. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat to increase our tilawat of the Quran Kareem. Grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make zikr, O my Allah. Allah, you make us closer to you. Draw us to you, O Makareem Allah. You grant us tawfiq to do a'mal salih. Grant us tawfiq to give sadaqah. Grant us tawfiq to do those actions, those a'mal that you are pleased with. Keep us away from guna. Keep us away from all those things that will incur your wrath and your displeasure, O Makareem Allah. O Allah, In the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those people that are ill and sick, grant them complete and mukammal shifa. Remove the difficulty, remove the hardship. Those people that are having financial related problem, oh Allah, you grant them halal tayyib rizq. Remove the difficulty, remove the hardship. Those people that are having yalla domestic related problem, yalla between the husband and the wife, between the awlad, yalla remove those difficulties, remove the hardship. Yalla grant sukoon, peace, happiness in the homes, oh Makareem Allah, oh Makareem Allah. Those people that are having any kind of difficulty, ya Allah, in the work, ya Allah, remove the difficulties, remove the hardship, O my Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, look after the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sata, wherever they are. Ya Allah, look after the izzat and respect, the dignity and honor of ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. O Allah, wherever the ummah is going to difficulty and hardship, ya Allah, you remove the difficulties. O my Kareem Allah, bring about quick political solution to the people of Sham, to appear to Muslims in different parts of the world. O my Kareem Allah, ya Allah, the many parts of the world, ya Allah, the Hujjaj are proceeding for Hajj. Many of them are already stationed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. Many of them are in Madinah al-Munawwara conveying salam to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many of them from Madinah al-Munawwara are proceeding to Zul Hulayfa, and then they are proceeding to Makkah al-Mukarramah. Oh, Makareem Allah, make the safar easy and asan. Ya Allah, when they're donning the ihram and they're saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Ya Allah, let it be truly Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, and accept it on their behalf. Ya Allah, you grant every one of them hajjam mabroor, sa'yam mashkoor, tijaratan lan tabur. Oh, Makareem Allah, make it a turning point for the ummah. Ya Allah, in whatever ibadat they are doing, Ya Allah, grant that they share in that ibadat, oh, Makareem Allah. Oh, Makareem Allah, accept the dua of the Hujjaj. Accept, ya Allah, the tawaf of the Hujjaj. Ya Allah, make it easy and asan upon them. Ya Allah, help the administration, ya Allah, to make sure that this Hajj is done correctly and properly without any difficult hardship and without any kind of fitna from external forces, oh my Kareem Allah. Oh my Kareem Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah, tawbat and nasuha. Grant us sincere tawbah. Grant us the realization of death. Grant us the realization of life after that. Ya Allah, grant the realization that life is short. Ya Allah, change the compass of our life. You become ours and make us yours, O Makareem Allah. Oh Allah, how long are we going to carry on with the dirty, filthy life of ours? Oh Allah, how long we are going to carry on, ya Allah, with looking at all the wrong and haram things and contaminating our eyesight? How long we are going to carry on listening to ghibat and backbiting? Allah, how long are we going to carry on to speaking lies? Allah, cleanse us, purify us. You have created our eyes pure. You have created our ears pure. You have created our tongues pure. Ya Allah, how unfair it is that we return to you impure. Oh Allah, you cleanse us. You purify us. Grant us tawbat and nasuha, O Makareem Allah. O Makareem Allah, grant every one of us death in the state of iman. Grant us death in such a condition that, O Makareem Allah, your rahmat is in full force. O Allah, in such a time when we engage in ibadat, when we are making the zikr, when we are making tilawat of the Quran and Kareem, when we engage in salah, O Makareem Allah, grant us death on a Friday. Grant us death in the Haramain Sharifain. Allah, you save us from the punishment of Qabr. Oh Allah, Tere azab ke sehne ke amare andar taqat nahi. We do not have the ability to bear your punishment. Oh Makareem Allah, you will punish us and what will you do? Oh Makareem Allah, you are Rahim and Kareem, oh Makareem Allah. Allah, save us from the punishment of the Qabr. Save us from those amal that lead to the punishment of the qabr. Oh my Kareem Allah, ya Allah, all those people that have passed away, put nur in the qabr. Elevate the status of our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, all of them, oh my Kareem Allah, they cannot do anything. They only rely on our dua. They only rely on your rahmat and your mercy. Oh my Kareem Allah, we imploring you on this Mubarak night, ya Allah, that you forgive them, put nur in the qabr, elevate the status, grant them jannatul firdaus, open the windows of jannat and grant them the fragrance of jannah. Oh Makareem Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah, resurrect with the neck and the pious people. On the day of Qiyamah, grant the shafaat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the water of the Hawd al-Kawthar from the Mubarak hand of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, do not make us shameful in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, you make us maaf, Allah. Grant us the tawfiq and hidayah to practice the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh, Makareem Allah, whoever of us going to any challenges, difficulties, hardship life, ya Allah, please remove the difficulties, hardship. Ya Allah, we are totally ajil. We cannot do anything. Allah, we rely on you and on you for everything of ours. Ya Makareem Allah, help us and assisted, O Makareem Allah. The most important thing that we want is we want you from you, Allah. Allah, we do not want anything else. We want you from you, Allah. Allah, if we have you, we got everything. We got everything, we don't have you, we have nothing. O Makareem Allah, put your inhabit our heart with your true love and muhabbat. Ya Allah,
In habit our heart with your zikr, then we turn our heart only towards you all the time, Makareem Allah, O Makareem Allah, accept our dua in the tufail of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, jazallahu anna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bima wa ahlu, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali wa ashabi Sayyidina Muhammad, wa barik wa sallim, subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salamun ala mursaleen, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, bi rahmatika ya Rabbi.